Mahaprabhu, today we will reach to Shantipur, to the Ganges, near Shantipur, 2 o'clock or so, 1 or 2 o'clock. He is wandering in the meadow, in the paddy fields of this Lord of this Bhagavan, district Bharan, this side. It is very astonishing to mark that in the worldly sense also, an extraordinary Greek scholar, he is in such a consciousness, of an infant, so simplicity. When he is coming down from his trance, transcendental world, when he is coming down to this world of sense experience, so to say, then Nityananda Prabhu is so familiar and known. He is just on the front. Nityananda could conceive. So he managed anyhow to show that Mahaprabhu's that trance is coming down, and he suddenly, there is a big lake and thousands of cows, buffaloes. From the surrounding villages, grazed there. And so many cowboys also. Seeing the cows, Mahaprabhu said, Gokula, go, Vrija, go. The cows are there, but men said, milkmen, Gopa, the keeper of cows. So he came to a cowboy. Oh, so many cows together, thousands of cows here. Find this must be Vrindavan. Then I am already come to Vrindavan. I have come. So many cows. Then one cowboy, he asked. When they saw Mahaprabhu, they began to chant, "Hari Ho," the cowboys. Hari Bol. Oh, yeah, the Hari Bol and there's so many cowboys. Then I have reached Vrindavan. I have reached Vrindavan. At least nearby. And Nityananda could face this sort of coming down from the trance to this world of conception. He asked the cowboys privately. He taught the cowboys that if Mahaprabhu is this sannyasi, ask you the which way I should go to Vrindavan, you show this way, road. He managed anyhow. And then Mahaprabhu necessarily asked one, what way I shall go to Vrindavan? Nityananda already advised, so that this is the way you go to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu is going. And Nityananda Prabhu, in the meantime, he managed to just come before him. Then gradually Mahaprabhu saw the man is going in front of him, and he is in red robe, a sannyasi. Then Mahaprabhu asked, Sribad, Kurai, where do you go? You, Sripad? Yes. The Sripad, that is a respectable title for the sannyasins. Generally, they are addressed by that. Sripad. Sripad, where are you going? Yes, I am going to Vrindavan, I am with you. Oh, is it? got going to Vrindavan, I was like, let me. Like a chief impact. This childish simplicity. Yeah. Then when he, Nitando guided him to Ganges, the Ganges bank, you see the Yamuna, that Mahaprabhu, I have come to Yamuna. Oh, Bhagya Yamuna, Painu Darasan, what a great fortune I have, that I have got the sight of Yamuna herself. Then he jumped in the water of the Ganges with a shloka chanting, stop. Kabir, Krishna, Karnamrit, son of Sivananda, who wrote Guru Chandra, Chaitanya Chandrodaya, good scholar, a good poet also. Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Suno, Paratri Mupati, Dava Brahma Gatri, Aghanang Labati, Jagat Khema Dhatri, Pavitri Kriyana, Vapur Mitra Putri. This slope. But Mahaprabhu told, Kavi Karna Ghor has expressed his idea in this Sanskrit verse. Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Sun. Chidananda Bhanu. Bhanu means Surya, sun. Chit Ananda, Gyanu, Gyanumaya Ananda. The conscious ecstasy. The sun of conscious ecstasy. Who is? He is Krishna. Krishna, the sun of conscious, conscious sun of ecstasy. Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Sun, Nanda Suno, the son of Nanda, he is represented. Who is he? No. A son, son of conscious ecstasy. Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Suno, or a Prema Patri, you are much beloved of him, you Yamuna, Yamuna. The person pervading the river. In Vedic culture, one is accustomed to see everything in his personal conception. The water, the Ganges, the body, watery body, but there is personality behind it. The Yamuna, the watery body, personality, every Sindhu, Ramchandra, when he wanted to construct the bridge to Lanka, he made penances, fasting, and worshipping the ocean, the sea god. The sea god, the person representing the sea. Sea did not catch. Then Ramchandra was enraged and asked Lakshman, Bhai, my brother Lakshman, give me the bow and arrow. I am observing whole day fast, worshipping the sea and pray him to come to me to help. To construct a bridge over him, he may kindly allow, but he does not care to come to me. I am approaching him so respectfully, but I can't tolerate this audacity, impertinence. Bring me, I shall make it dry, the whole sea, I shall make it dry. The whole water I shall absorb. My arrow will absorb. Then, at this, the sea god was very much afraid and came hurriedly to him. What do you say? My lord, I could not understand you. You are Narayana. Now you want to construct a bridge over you. you please don't mind it. It is my urgent necessity. Yes, I shall help you in all this life. So, in Vedic conception of the truth, everything, the earth has got its personal representation, body, the hills, the rivers, everything. Because the other day, as I told, that Tanturajan Marishyeti Pashu Buddhi Mimang Jahi, we must do away with our animal consciousness, that's our identification with the material substance. Independent of material conception, we can live and move every one of us. So, really, in our proper existence, we think about not in material terms, but in spiritual terms. But I see a tree, but when mentally I see a tree, suppose in a dream I am seeing a tree, what did I see at that time? No connection with material life, but I see the color. I hear the sound in dream. So really we are in contact with that conscious objectiveness. That is our diet, we did detect. We miss that and come at once to this material conception, that is the physical sense perception. But in the middle, some non-material conception, as we find dream, that is intercepted. We ignore that. So, really, before coming to sense perception, we have to pass through mental conception, that is Chidabhas. And the more accurately, that is Chetan, that is consciousness. The objective we live, when we can live in the conscious world, both the subject and the object is of equal, almost equal substance. So, Mahaprabhu jumps into Jamuna. He is addressing her with, so you are favorite to Krishna, Parapema Patri, Dravabham Hogatri, but your body is liquid. Your body is liquid, but you are within, the person is there. Parapema Patri, and you are very favorite to Nanda Sutta, the son of Nanda. Chidananda Bhanu Sadananda Suno Parapema Patri Drava Brahma Gatri. Drava Brahma means the liquidified consciousness. Brahma. Jala Brahma, Sabda Brahma. Sabda Brahma means the soundized consciousness. Soundized, what it just as liquefied. So sound, which is transformed into sound, the Brahma, the Chetan, the consciousness, that has been transformed into some form of sound. Sabda Brahma. Sabda Brahma. Jala Brahma. Mahaprabhu says, the Sarvabhauma, you are worshipping him, Daru Brahma. And the consciousness that Brahma, in the conception of Daru, is transformed as if it is in a Daru. And the Jala Brahma, Vajaspati Mahaprabhu, your Brahma, your brother, he is near Jala Brahma. That Brahma, that consciousness in the form, appeared in the form of water. So, Paraprema Patri Java Brahma Gati Aghananglavati, you can do away with all the sins. of the people. Akhanang akha means papa, sin. You can wash away and the sins of the persons, sinful. Akhanang lauti. Chidananda bhanu sadananda suno paraprema pati dabhagdam hogati. Aghanam lagati jagat khema dhati. And you can endow the world with what kalyan, good. Auspicious. Mangalam. You can extend goodness to the world. Jagat khema dhati. Pavitri kriyano babur mutraputri. Mitraputri means you are daughter of the sun. Pavitri kriya. You please purify my body. With this prayer, Mahaprabhu jumped into Bhujamana Ganges, thinking that I have come to Vrindavan, and this is Jamuna, and I am taking my bath there with this idea. This day in the year, it happened like that. After some time, when Mahaprabhu, every lila is nitya. All these pastimes are eternal, coexistent. Coexistent. Coexistent in space and time. Not only coexistence. When I was a student of philosophy, I was told that coexistence is the criterion by which we can find, we can feel the idea of space, we can know. Space means coexistence. Space is that form of thought which can accommodate coexistence. And the time, succession. Time, there cannot be coexistence in time. That was the opinion. But later on, another philosopher came and told her, no, in time also coexistence is possible. How? Now I am uttering a sentence. Sentence. And the first word is kept in mind, and when the last word finished, then joining them, I find the meaning. So, that is there. The first word's meaning is there, and the last word's meaning when finished, then I understand the meaning of the whole. So coexistence is possible in time also. The nitya lila means all this lila coexistent in time also. Nitya lila. So Lakhanangravitti Jagat Kimuda Pavitri Kriyano Babur Mitra Putri. You purify me. Oh. Then today also we can conceive that Mahaprabhu after his sannyas, his path by this way, and then after midday he will reach the Ganges at this fence. The other day, Bhaya Kalana, they went to Shantipur. They crossed the banks of the Ganges. Somewhere there he will cross this afternoon and reach Shantipur, Advaita Bhavan. And there, after 3 days fasting, he will take some prasadam, which was cooked very ardently by Sita Thakur and Advaita Prabhu's wife. Very affectionate she was, Mahaprabhu, from the beginning. In the birthday of Mahaprabhu, we find that Sita Thakurani is going with many ornaments to decorate Mahaprabhu Nimai. So today is the day, we may think that Mahaprabhu will pass this side, and there you take bath and go to Advaita Bhavan. And after almost fasting 3 days, you will take prasadam. And in the evening he began chanting. And Mukunda Datta, he would sing. Advaita Prabhu also sing. Ki kahabare sakhi ajuka anandamo shirodina madhava mandire mo. I am so joyful today. What I shall say to you, my friend, after long separation, the Madhava has come to my cottage. And Mukunda also sang another song. Mukunda was following this 3 days with Mahaprabhu, 4 days. 4 days. Sankranti, Vaila, Dosra, this. 4 days. Fasting. They are also fasting with Prabhu. Bhagare Kanupa Bhutaha Uri Jam, Mukunda. Anyhow, Mukunda sang at the meaning that where if I get those two pakidana,
two wings,
then wherever Kanu is, and my friend Kanai, I like to fly there. This sort of song was sung by Mukunda. Mahaprabhu fainted, and with the encouraged by the spirit of this song, he rose and began to dance and chant in the evening. जहाँ वेले कानूपा बताऊँ उसी जाऊँ बंदे सुशरी अंदर जो चुदानंद आईपीएस यान गाओ आईपीएस और मत और एक तो मौ वन यंगेस्ट सान ऑफ अद्वैताचार्य वन जेंटलमैन केम एंड आस्क्ड Who is the sannyasa guru of Maha Chaitanya Dev? And Advaita Guru Keshav Bharati. He is the sannyasa guru. He was speaking like that. Then the boy Achyutananda protested. What do you say, father? Jagat Guru Chaitanya Goswami. He is the guru of all. Chaitanya Dev is the guru of all, the whole world. Of 3 worlds, or 14 worlds, you say that he has also guru. You ruin the whole world, I see. In this way, in a chastising mood, the boy is saying to his father, you say that he has guru again. He is the guru of all gurus. He is the guru of all gurus. And you say he has his guru. Someone, other one, he will mark the whole thing. That is what Chaitanya. And the Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, he had so much affection with Chaitanya. He took him, embraced him, took him on his lap. Chaitanya, Acharya is my father, so you are my brother. Yes, Acharya Murpita. So, you are my brother, young brother. That's Achyutananda. When grown up, Achyutananda took initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. He came in the Gadadhar life. 6 sons of Advaita Prabhu had. The elder 3, they went to Smartha Sampada. But the younger 3 came this side, Krishna Mishra, Achyutananda and Gopal. 3 came to Vaishnava. Hare Krishna. The 2 divided into 2 Advaita family later on. With Narottam Thakur's poem, aiming at the so-called scholars amongst the sons of Advaita. সেই পশুবধ দুরাচার, দে ডিড নট হ্যাভ এনি রেকগনিশন ফর নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু, স্কলারলি ইগো। নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু জেনারেলি হি মিক্সড অ্যান্ড কনভার্টেড অ্যামং অ্যান্ড মুভড অ্যামং উইথ দি মাসেস অ্যান্ড দে আর ইন ভেরি ভ্যানিটি অফ স্কলারশিপ this Advaita followers, sons. So Narottam Thakur had to say in a song, Vidyakure ki kori beta, Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shoshitala, Shishayai jagata julai, Heno nitai bine bhai radhakrishna palte nai, Dhiro kori dhara nitai pa. নিতাই না বলিল মুখী মজিল সংসার সুখী, বিদ্যা কুলে কি করিবে তার, হোয়াট ভ্যালু হ্যাড দি স্কলারশিপ হি মে হ্যাভ এক্সপেক্ট ফ্রম। নিতাই না বলিল মুখে মজিল সেই পশু বড় দুরাচার, হ্যাঁ ইজ স্টিল ইন কন্টামিনেশন উইথ অ্যানিম্যাল কনসাসনেস, পশু বড় দুরাচার অ্যান্ড হোয়াট এভার টাইপ অফ বেদান্ত হিমে কালচার কাল্টিভেট, বাট স্টিল হি ইজ ইন দি মিডস্ট অফ ব্যাড প্র্যাকটিসেস, ম্যাল প্র্যাকটিসেস, কে বলি কি করি এত। হরি কৃষ্ণ গৌর হরি গৌর মহাপ্রভু, দ্য নেক্সট ডে দ্যাট ইজ টুমোরো মর্নিং শচী দেবী উইল কাম ইন শান্তিপুর, and about 10 days Mahaprabhu will live there, and then he will satisfy his mother and the other friends here. He went towards Puri and the whole followed him. Here we find some difference in number, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that four, Nityananda, Mukunda, Jagadananda, and Damodar Pandit, these four followed him. But in Chaitanya Bhagavat we find another two, Gadadhar and Brahmananda. And the Brahmananda, and it is told that Brahmananda was, and Damodar Pandit was one and same. Then Gadadhar, but Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find Gadadhar went there afterwards. So some sort of differences. But generally, we accept in the case of difference, Chaitanya Charitamrita to be the highest authority, because it is written after us, and considering all possible alternative questions, the adjustment there may be considered to be the final. Prabhupada has also written in his letter to others, addressed to Sambit, Sambidananda, when he was reading in London. There is a letter. The Chaitanya, the whole cell of Chaitanya Charitamrita we accept as perfect evidence. And the other books, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mangal, or Bhakti Ratnakar, partially. Siddhanta from somewhere, geographical description from somewhere, and historical from somewhere. But what Chaitanya Charitamrita has given, that we accept wholesale.